101.9 FM.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, When you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You.
Welcome to the Medicine Show.
Here on CITR 101.9 FM.
And that's DJ Ray.
Yes, the one you did with Crimes and Treasons.
My name's Jason Lawrence. We'll be right back with some music and lots of fun with the Sons of Granville.
And the Daughters
Pretty
of...
Pretty Idiots.
The Sons of Granville and the Daughters of Robson.
This is the Temperance Movement. We'll be right back.
Yes, it's
I can get the microphone to stay on.
It's on.
We're back on the medicine show. And here with me is the Pretty Idiot.
Here on CITR, also online at CITR.ca.
All right.
Oh, so much black and so much white. Oh, so much wrong, not a lot of right. I was always told you can buy your way into heaven. Well, 10% will probably be enough. We'll fight them all. Well, I move up the table. Will my room be bigger? Will God be closer? Well, I was always told you gotta treat them like you love them. So what's with all the hating? And where did we all go so wrong? Or maybe we can all just come along. As we walk this world fall, as we all sell our souls, or maybe we can all just come along. And we may be the voice of reason, but someone's gotta stand up and say, oh yeah. A monkey see, a monkey do, so look at what you've done to us today, and maybe we can all just come along. As we walk this world along, as we all sell our souls, maybe we can all just come along. Something can go wrong.
Sense of Granville here on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's a Pretty Idiots and kind of a Sons of Granville mix up, but we got Thomas Beckman on the viola.
Yeah.
One of the sons. My name is Jason Lawrence. Welcome to the Medicine Show. We are broadcasting and podcasting and webcasting from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. These nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessings, and acknowledgments on their territories, a people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless them for sharing so much of what they share, what they stand on, and what they stand for. Thank you humbly.
We thank you very much, people of Musqueam, for doing our broadcast of the Medicine Show.
Absolutely. And So tonight we have the Pretty Idiots, the Sons of Granville, and a band called the Godfathers of Love.
Yes.
All right. And so Carson King and Brandon Parise have been playing music together for the better part of a decade, playing under the name Pretty Idiots. Together they have had the chance to play everywhere from small coffee houses to music festivals. Carson is a classically trained vocalist who has performed throughout the world as a singer and a dancer. Very cool. Very cool. Brandon hails from Edmonton and has lived in Vancouver for a number of years. While he has always played guitar, Brandon truly found his musical calling the first time he picked up a bass.
Not drum and bass.
No, not drum and bass. No, that's for other times. That's for other times.
Yeah.
That's for late night, all night, till 7 in the morning the next
We want to have local drum and bass anyways.
We'll get the racing going later.
Yeah.
All right. So... what was the name of that song?
So the last song was called Better Than, and that's a tune that Brandon and I wrote together in all of 5 minutes one day.
In 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Wow.
And, it just kind of came together pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah, one of those lucky tunes.
No doubt. And what song do you guys want to do next?
So the next one we're going to do is called All Fall. And I'll let Brandon actually tell you about this song before we start.
You're going to let me take the
lead? Yeah, surprise.
So I forget because I smoked a lot of weed at the time when we were playing all this music.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm really glad you're watching this. Surprise.
It wasn't him.
They say shout-outs to Mom and Dad.
Was that a medicinal dose?
Of course. It was treating my insomnia.
All right, buddy. Take it away.
That's the story.
Stick it away.
Today, yeah, yeah, yeah. John, We all fall. We all fall from gravity.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well, thank you very much. Before we carry on, big shout out to Christina back in St. Albert and to his sister, because he'll forget.
Hi, Trish.
And on that note, we're going to have to take a break. This is The Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca, Van Medicine Show. That's our Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah. And then you can also send us a letter if you like. And I'd like to...
I'd like to appeal.
We need someone for promotion and advertising and
hey, and, we do this
and
for
graphics
anyway,
and
everything. So.
We're looking for to build a team. Anybody's interested in joining The Medicine Show, I should have some music going in the background.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
And we're back on The Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. DJ Rig here along with JJ. How are you doing, JJ?
I'm just doing fine.
JJ.
I'm just doing fine, everybody.
All right, so...
We're in the studio with the... The Pretty Idiots.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. It's very nice to have you guys in here. Love your music.
But you guys are not idiots.
Not all the time.
Yeah. That's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
We feel we're intelligent, but you know.
Whoa. Let's not just go throwing words around that people can't
hold
on
to. Hey, I'm
trying
to be nice around here, too.
We do not feel that we're intelligent. You feel you're intelligent. I am passable.
Yeah.
I survive. So the next tune that we're going to do is a song called Juliet. And sorry, Jason, it looks like you want to pump something in here.
No. I was saying when we were talking before, you guys don't have any internet presence and you're not really promoting yourselves. And that's a really beautiful, passionate thing towards music, statement towards music. Are you guys, you got any comment on that? Lack of pursuit of professional presence, or you just love to play the music? What's up?
You know what? I'm going to let Brandon take this one.
Well, frankly, we really enjoy playing together a lot. Yeah. So, you know, we've done coffee house shows and, you know, music festivals, and it's been a lot of fun. But the real big thing we're looking for, and this is a call out to everyone, is we need a drummer. And then you'll see a lot more Pretty Idiots around. And our fan base, well, the Pretty Idiots.
Yeah, so
the Pretty Idiots.
How do they get a hold of us if they want to play?
Exactly. So we, we're planning a new campaign where we're just going to drop a bunch of flyers out of a plane one day. And hopefully that sticks. But
that's not true at all. If you want a drum, you can email me at carsonking@live.ca. That's all one word, carsonking@live.ca. On to the next tune. All right, we have a new...
Yo.
Someone new in the studio with us.
Guess this isn't the Pretty Uglies?
No, the Pretty Idiots.
If
it was the Uglies, you'd be in with us too.
Yeah, that's my game here.
But...
What a
seriously, what's your name?
I'm Miguel Lopez.
Lopez?
Yeah, man.
Okay, Lopez.
Lopez
Cabron. ¿Cómo estás?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Thanks. This is the Pretty Idiots. They're about to go into a song called...
Juliet.
Juliet's on CIT.
Thought you'd be my Juliet. Always thought I'd find all my words when I found you. I but I am never at my best when they say, write me a soliloquy and make your heart sing. Oh boy, won't you sing to me? And in the story, you're not the hero, you're the villain at its best. And you're dragging all down my home. Oh yeah, look at you go. Ten gels will strike a chord and heaven will fall to its knees. Sounds like you'll never come alone anymore. When the sun comes up and falls in your eyes, and here I am running after you, yeah, trying to save our lives. I've come to realize this can't go without you. The world still puts you all around. The world. Sound like you never come around anymore. When the sun comes up and falls in your eyes, and here I am running after you, yeah, trying to save our lives. I've come to realize this can't go without you. The world still turns to tomorrow. The world.
Seriously, no emails yet for a new drummer.
Ugh. Really?
He's just terrible.
Oh, people are
terrible. Is anyone listening out there?
You know you want to play with us.
Oh, dude.
It's right.
We have beer. Yeah, he provides beer, I provide entertainment.
That sounds like some sort of a bribe. We've got beer.
If that's what it takes.
Can I see this for a second? So what do you guys...
I was going to say, it's like American Law Online. You've got mail, you've got beer.
We do have beer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Before the transition into the next band, what songs do you guys want to play for the last songs? We're about to switch over.
So this would be our last song,
this
right?
This is our last song. All right, so all right, we...
Well, we can do a last one. Maybe.
Okay. No, we're good. We'll make this our last one. This one is... all about a short guy who got scared by a little girl and ran off.
Really?
Look at it. You know what? You remember the Keebler elves, like the Toll House cookie guys? They would make the cookies and trees, and we would all wonder why they didn't burn down. You remember?
Yeah. With that oven
so
going
in
the trees.
So this entire song is about the Keebler elves. Okay?
What the hell were they doing with that oven in the trees?
You know what? Why didn't they burn down? I mean, that must be some kick butt insurance.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
That's heavy insurance, you know. Their premiums through the roof.
They're making a lot of profit off those cookies, so what do you expect?
Ending.
Yeah, shock. We've never done that one before.
That was really nice, guys. They're Pretty Idiots, and we will be right back with Sons of Granville in just a few minutes. We're going to listen to a song from the Sons of Granville, and it is called The Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you so much.
Nice, guys.
Well, we are here back in 101.9 FM CITR, and this is the Medicine Show.
All right. You can keep that up a little bit, because we need a little bit to say hello.
We're here with Thomas Beckman and Justin
Brown.
Just like the color. And they're from the Sons of Granville. So let's bring this over, and you guys can say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How come this isn't... There we go.
Sons of Granville, ladies and gentlemen. Old friend, Thomas Beckman. What's going on?
I wonder how many listeners right now are just like poised over a big like study book. Something right now, you know?
Not realizing that the song that's playing in the background was actually an ode to 420. And maybe they're going to have a little break right now and go off and
pack a bowl after packing
their brains.
As soon as we have our ode come on, it's going to be like, yes, this is the time to just take a break.
It's time for some Sons of Granville.
Get a laugh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And so, you guys, what's been going on? You've had some changes since the last time you were on the show. A lot of things been going on. You guys got a new member of the band.
That's right. My name is Justin Brown. I play guitar, bass, and I also engineer and produce somewhat. And working with these guys, I've kind of fit nicely, kind of like a glove. It's been a continuation from the album that I produced for them about a year ago. And since Matt, the previous guitar player, has moved on and his career as a busker has flourished and he's moved to Australia, I think he's coming back pretty
he's
soon.
He's coming back, Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be good to catch up with him because, you know, sure. We're all buddies.
Actually, he messaged me like a couple days ago. He's like, yo, we should have a jam. So that'll be nice, you know, for old time's sake. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, for old time's sake. And, well, our good friend Shiki, who comes on, she plays violin on the show every once in a while as well. But she just went to Australia for their summer to busk because she's a professional busker. Man, that girl breaks it in. Anyway, she's really good. She just got back into town, too, so it seems to be a trend. You think when they went there for the summer busking season?
He's been there for a long time now. Like, he really decided that he wanted to go and just travel the world. So he's backpacked through Europe and Australia, and he's planning on doing Asia. So whereas we're just kind of in the mode of sort of building our base, sort of figuring out a new sound, and also we're totally into getting into the studio and just recording a whole bunch of songs and really getting like the whole art of recording down, you know. Like, I think that's something we all really love to do is record. So that's our big project and our big goal for this year.
And that song that you just heard, the Game of Thrones cover version that we did, we recorded that about a month and a half ago, and we just did it in one day. We go into the studio and it's kind of like our own little challenge is that Thomas arranges and composes, you know, kind of something that takes from the original, but kind of, you know, flourishes.
Expands it a bit, introduces a couple of new sections, and then we get into that. We get into the studio and we just knock it out the park. But the thing is, like, we do the mixing and everything in that one session, and the idea is to really be like super efficient and just like see if we, instead of taking so much time, like a lot of bands, you know, they take so much time, like a year or 2 years to do an album. We're kind of just, well, let's do like a song every month. Mm-hmm. So directly after Game of Thrones, we then went back to the studio and we did a cover called Love Song by The Cure. And that and that's our ode to 420. And so, because
we have some fans of 420, event.
Yeah.
What's the connection?
Well, 420
is... Love Song because you love Mary?
Well, yeah. I used to be
married to Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 420 is such a massive thing in Vancouver. A lot of people connect with it. And it's also like marijuana is so much more it represents so much more than just sort of getting high. It's kind of like liberation is, you know, people expand their minds and just get more open to things. And
there's also the connection to the original song by The Cure. It was covered by a band called 311. And they're a California band that... has a very kind of reggae-fied West Coast feel, and that's the version that we took after. We kind of covered a cover. So we didn't just cover the New York pop version. We covered the West Coast
that's
reggae
right.
version.
I love it.
And it's a slowed down, and it totally makes sense for his viola playing to kind of take that soundscape, and it has a kind of stone feel, but that's... that's a fun thing to work with.
Yeah, totally. Like, when I played the viola stuff over the top of that, I purposely wanted to give it the sense of being... you know, totally high and just totally euphoric and relaxed. And so you'll notice, like, when you play it now, that it's got a lot of it's got a lot of rubato and it's staggered.
And did you have any tricks in the studio for accomplishing that?
Actually,
I don't think I did.
I played it sober.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, totally. It's, you know.
I want to know if you guys are planning on doing the Buskers Festival this year.
Oh, I was going to ask that.
I realize that you guys are quite busy.
Some more exciting news. Actually, we're doing something a little. We're doing something a step above that. We're doing Squamish.
What?
August 7th to the 9th. We're going to be playing at the Squamish Music Festival.
That's exciting. So,
yeah, and we seem to have a sort of a new manager as well.
Yes, Jonathan Dunn. He's a great guy, and he's helped us along in our somewhat discombobulated musical affairs, because we're all, you know, busy musicians involved in more than one project, and he's
sounds like this
he's
project.
Consolidated things a little bit, and so we're lucky enough to be playing 4 20-minute sets each day throughout the festival.
That's amazing.
So yeah, we're basically doing 240 minutes of music.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
It's gonna be exciting. Hopefully the weather's good and people enjoy it.
And it really gives us a real goal to sort of learn a whole bunch of new material and develop as a band throughout the year to get ready for that.
Yeah. Well, I first heard the Sons of Granville as I was walking along Granville Street. The sound began to fill the streets with this amazing world beat. It was the sound of gypsy rockers living their music with such passion that
so
they grew
energy.
Into and remain the soundtrack of downtown Vancouver streets for years to come. Now, that is, what is that one song? The,
Are you thinking April song?
The April song is the theme song.
That's right, because it is the theme song for Vancouver. That was our flagship song.
Yeah, it's a great
April
song.
April song, yeah.
Right
and
on.
Yeah.
Just to shout out to Matt's incredible guitar work on that song again. His name is Matthew Lennox. You should find him on Instagram and check out what he's doing
musically. He got a bunch of selfies and stuff.
He came out with that song. You know, I came along later and I wrote a melody to it, but essentially that song is his. Yeah.
Any music video coming up soon?
Well, we just put out two. Nice. Yeah, the 420.
With you?
Yeah, with Justin Brown.
Nice. With Justin
the
Brown.
New trio.
Awesome.
And we're almost finished a new cover, Alan Silvestri's The Avengers, the main theme to The Avengers.
What?
So we're going to do a music video for that. And the plan is every subsequent cover that we do will have a music video.
That's
and
exciting.
Full disclosure alert,
yeah.
We intended to do it in a 12-hour session, but the project grew on us.
It kind of exploded out the side.
It's
now 24 hours.
Yeah, we're going to need a 24-hour go at that one, because there's a lot of multi-tracking and layers, and we were just kind of hell-bent on achieving a certain sound, you know, orchestral. Obviously, we're kind of getting into that world now with more studio time, and obviously with Thomas on viola, we can do a lot of stuff with the orchestral multi-tracking techniques, and he's willing to stand there and track for 6 hours at a time. So
that's exciting.
So let's put him through the motions.
We all love what we do.
You're making Vermont a track, so how many months do you want to do before you release the whole EP?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like it's... it's one of those things that will dawn on us once we're there. You know what I mean? Right now, we're just kind of cutting our teeth. We've got this new manager. We're sort of, it's a new band, essentially, because Matt was a very different type of player. So we're sort of rebuilding. But I think that's very exciting
because we
have new prospects. We have a new dynamic. And so there's so many more. There are many new possibilities.
It's like a fence coming out.
Yeah,
of
it's just like, you know. Rethrowing the dice, so we'll see what happens.
That was exciting.
Everyone in the band is kind of reinventing themselves. Like Jarrett, our drummer, he plays cajon on the streets, but he also plays full kit, and he plays many projects, and he's a very adept drummer, both on cajon and full kit. Mm. And now we've kind of incorporated a third element, and that is this orchestral sound that he accomplishes through... He's kind of a bit of a gearhead, because he has all these interesting instruments that make use of his live drumming, but in a digital... in a digital world, so
plus
he's got access to
well.
All these incredible sounds. So when it comes to orchestral stuff, we're all kind of cutting our teeth, and everyone's just game. We're all diving head on right now.
Yeah, totally.
Since this, since the world of, you know, the busking on the street, moving to recording, you guys are now on to quite a full service band doing soundtracks, and now. For those of the people that are interested in wanting to become one of the Sons of Granville, you're giving lessons, I hear. Can people actually become a Son of Granville?
Well,
a son of
Granville in the sense
they could
that
bastard Sons of Granville.
Yeah.
I saw this
on your website about taking lessons from the Sons of Granville, and I thought, could it be? Could I become a son of Granville? Like, if I took lessons long enough, might I be a bastard son of Granville and get to follow the band? And like,
I just feel that there are a lot of great teachers out there, but like, I've done 7 years of university in the whole classical world, and that world can sometimes get a little stuffy because you're sort of you're living in the classroom, and then you're playing on stage. But with busking, it's a very different experience because you're playing on the street, so it's got this raw, crazy sensibility
about
it.
Very organic.
Yeah, and I feel like that does a lot because it really imbues you with a lot of energy, a lot of manic energy, and I think that's a great thing to put into your playing. So as teachers, we can pass that on. We can pass on, don't be as inhibited, or don't be as nervous, you know, just like give it. And we're quite experienced in that front.
As of wanting a drummer, do you want, what else are you wanting to get?
That's the other band. The other band? These guys got a drummer.
We got
anything
we
else?
We have a fantastic drummer.
Is there anything you want in life, like a new pillow or, you know?
Oh, I could use a new mattress. Someone wants to shoot me a new mattress, like new.
New. Hey, Thomas, are we going to, we're going to round up in a few minutes. Do you want to play one live?
Yeah.
Are we going to go into a recording first?
Let's play 420.
We're going to play 420, which is the ode to the 420 Music Festival.
And you can find it on
Smoking Festival.
Yeah, you can find it on SoundCloud. All of our music is on SoundCloud, including Imperative Drive. So if you just go to SoundCloud and you type in Sons of Granville,
yes,
you will see all of our music there. And also if you go to YouTube, you'll see the music videos with those two new cover songs.
Okay, this music that you're about to hear is also available for corporate and weddings. Sons of Granville, here we go with Love Song.
Love Song, babies.
Thank you.
There's a buzzing. There's a buzzing. Hi, Miguel.
Hello, hello, JJ.
That is that one. Okay, so you're going to have to come over here and trade places with me. I guess you can't, can you? Do you want to? Oh, we're having a lot of fun here in the Medicine Show
with the songs
with Thomas Beckman and Justin Brown, who is the new guitar player for the Sons of Granville. And Thomas is going to play us a little song live before we go on the viola. This is from the solo career of His Excellency. Uh-oh. Okay. Fabulous, fabulous. I'm in that band with Thomas Beckman.
Yes.
I'm studying to be a bastard son of Brad.
A bastard son.
This is the Medicine Show here on CITR and online at CITR.ca.
I don't know if I could say that under pressure. I'd be like, see, I.
Okay.
So that's a piece called The Gypsy, because gypsies are crazy. So they're wonderful, wise, and crazy. And so that is actually going on an upcoming EP that I'm doing, and I'm throwing an Indiegogo campaign right at the moment. And I'll just give you the very short story of that. Basically, the Indiegogo campaign is running for the next basically 3 weeks, and all the funds come in. Justin Brown is going to be recording the album at Vogueville Studios. I'm happy to say that the Vancouver Laureate poet, Rachel Rose, she'll be reciting a poem on the album, as will Jude Neal, who's a resident of Bowen Island. Once the EP is created, then that EP then becomes the sole property, basically, of the Bowen Island Library, which wants to undergo expansion. So I have several businesses already lined up in Vancouver as well as on Bowen Island. They will be selling those EPs. And all the funds that come in from that will be going towards the expansion of the library that wants to build a big new room attached to their library. So it's an awesome project. I met so many great people. And if you want to contribute, you can always go to indiegogo.com and you can look up music for Bowen Island Library and you can purchase your pre-order your copy of the EP. So Yeah, thanks, Jason. Thanks for
absolutely
having. Thanks for having me on. Thanks,
Thomas Beckman and Justin That's great. Brown.
That was yeah. Sure.
We'll be right back. We're going to listen to The Ocean Full of Fins, which is a band that will be coming up on The Medicine Show.
And we also have to do some PSAs.
Thank you.
You still
go ahead. Hello. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We are here back with the Godfathers of Love.
Word up.
Word to your mother. All right, so.
How are you guys?
Welcome to the show. Awesome. We have, well, first of all, I just wanted to make an announcement that the Godfathers of Love is working with Firehook Pizza, a modern mobile pizzeria. Using hand-stretched dough baked in portable wood-burning ovens. They implement what is called seed-to-plate using food from UBC Organic Gardens. And the UBC farm is what I understand as Vancouver's only working farm. Full farm that provides Firehook Pizza with organic farm fresh food grown right in... right where they bake the pizzas. This is kind of an interesting concept.
It's a pizza farm.
It's a pizza farm. You guys are growing pizzas.
We grow pizzas, man.
Nice.
It's a whole new technology, man. It's a whole new deal.
The Godfathers of Love have been writing and jamming until their fingers bleed, but recording over the last decade. Beginning with the debut album In Love We Trust, 2010. Then came A Little Bit of Drama, 2011. Let the Fear Out, 2014. Founder frontman Danny Dworkis has been working and writing, recording with Ziggy Sigmund from Econoline Crush, John Baxter, guitarist from the Godfathers of Love, and producer Doug Fury of Biff Naked Band, and owners of the Fortissimo Sound Recording Studio. So on their upcoming fourth album, Gold Spine, set to be released in mid-2015. Is all this correct?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys really did?
No. Close enough, man. Close enough. You know?
Except for the pronunciation of one of the names. Dworkis.
Oh, you did that good, man.
Excellent. Okay, well, they'll be at the Railway Club Saturday, April 18th. I'd like to welcome Danny Dworkis on vocals and guitar.
Yeah.
What?
Saturday, April
18th. April 18th. Wait a second. That is the pattern. Yeah, what the hell am I talking about?
See, we flip around the times, too, on here. We do pizza farms, and we do time warp shit. Huh?
Yeah, you guys are going back in time, so I understand.
We do time warp, man.
With now, the pepperoni pizza, of
this
course.
This is from...
and a little bit of pineapple.
Well, perhaps it's next year. I don't know. It came in a letter for me, an email, so here I'm just reading off the script.
You're doing good. I like your voice, man. I like your voice.
Beautiful. I'm related to Barry White.
His name is everything.
So we got John Baxter on guitars and vocals. Ziggy Sigmund, co-producer, multi-instrumentalist. Is he here?
He's on keyboards.
He's
right on.
He's ghosting on the keyboards. He's not really here tonight. Steve Piana on drums. How you doing, Steve?
Good.
He's across the hall looking at us. Because he has to stay far away from the microphone.
He's that guy fucking back.
Okay, so we got Pete Black on bass guitar.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, yeah. So. Let's rock. Songs. Yeah, let's what song rock. You guys want to start with?
Go ahead. Our first little ditty is called Natural Born Addicts.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Natural born addict, I come from the sky. Yeah, even when I'm dead and gone, I still be getting high. You can call me a super duper creative guy. Do
That's great.
Even though you can't hear it too much,
I don't think these are working properly.
So, with what pizza did you create this song?
What?
With what pizza?
What pizza? This was the oregano. All
right.
Surprise.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, boy. Now,
oregano surprise.
This one, it's going to be the lead off song. That song is going to be the lead off to our new record coming out, Golden Spines.
Nice. That's and when is that coming?
And have we're going to print in a couple weeks, so about a month
Woo-hoo!
Or two. Copy for sure.
That's exciting,
yeah,
boys.
Man. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
So on that note, we should do Volcano now.
Yes.
So you know Volcano? You know the Volcano?
I know, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
You know the Volcano?
Vulcan.
The Volcano Vaporizer?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my. Okay. I know that
This
one.
Song's Volcano. Let's do that one.
One, two.
Guitars in my volcano, World Cup and the way I flow, river floods and away we go, don't give up, take the high road. Two guitars in my volcano, the laws are changing so the herb is sold. Guitars in my volcano, I'm cutting fresh meat on my patio. Two guitars in my volcano, I cut it up but I hit it slow. Two guitars in my volcano, cut it up, let me show you my soul.
Right into your next
orange. Segment. Here we go. Orange. Sure. Pastel, purple indica sunsets, do tell.
is making me.
I hope you guys got a few answers. I want to know what's the meaning of life, but I don't have the nerve to ask.
So I wanted to know about the name Godfathers of Love implies that you guys seriously dedicated to wholesome representation or image as influencers. Is this the case?
Yes.
Yes. Basically, you have to get closer. Say.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, do you guys have any insights into the music scene that has cleared up some myths for you guys? Because you guys have obviously been around.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Can you tell us, can you expand upon that, about the particular myths? Is it true that rock and roll is wild and crazy and...
Is rock and roll wild and crazy?
On the road, what's life like?
I don't know. We don't know. We're just struggling local musicians who can't afford even a truck to get on the road. Our pizza farm isn't working out that good, man. Jesus Christ!
You have to travel a little bit, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Seriously. In all seriousness, shoot away.
No, I was just thinking about, some of you guys been exposed to some mainstream, you guys are exposed to the industry and being played with some people who have been around stuff like that, do you guys find that it's not all that everybody, any myths that you can sort of clear up that people believe that rock and roll is all about sex, drugs, and debauchery?
Well, I mean, I always used to wonder why bands couldn't or didn't do more albums than they did, you know, bands that we all loved. Until you start working with musicians and bands, and it makes perfect sense why it's so difficult. It's just relationship more than anything else. To be able to be in a small room and to be able to do art together, which is, you know, it's all, what do you think? What do you think? It's all just opinion.
Totally. It's creative minds.
It's creative minds, and I'm wacky. Like, my creative process is really wacky, so I'm all over the map. And, you know, it's to do it with other people, which you need a good team around you, is a trick.
It's like a marriage, right?
It's the same thing. And the smartest thing you ever do in your life is not get married, right?
Especially to five other people.
Thanks for that tip.
No, but we've been mainly our focus for a long, long time has been writing and recording songs. So I only know how to play one cover song and hardly even know how to play. So we write and record a lot of original songs. And that's what we've been doing with most of our time. We've only played this unit here. We've only played 4 or 5 gigs, and, you know, we rehearse once a week and we play a gig once every couple months, but I'm in the studio every week. I'm in the recording studio every week for the last probably 10, 15 years.
Whoa.
So we got a lot of material, and that's what I focus on. And I brought some of the new stuff for you guys tonight.
This sounds amazing.
I got this song called, I don't know if you want to play it now. It's totally different than these kind of songs, so we're going in a whole new direction with this stuff. But you want us to play a few more live tracks, and then you'll cue that one up?
We're going to go overtime on the show tonight, and so we'll play another song, then I'll cue up that song for afterwards,
and
we'll say goodbye after this next song.
Sounds good.
What's the next song?
Let the Fear Out.
Title track off of
it. Yeah, it's the last one. Thanks for having us, guys.
Absolutely.
You ready?
Go to church to sing. Others stay in the bathroom with the rings. Let the fear, let the fear, let it go. Some people treat money like the God. They get down on the knees on the yard. Let the fear, let the fear, let it go. Oh yeah. Been about 100 years. Blood, war, sweat, and tears. Let the fear, let it go. Unless you want 1,000 more coming, banging down your door. But let the fear, let it go. Let the fear, let it go. Let the fear. Let it die. Let the fear. Let it go. Call away from me. I can walk away from anything you see. Let the fear, let the fear.